Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
The whole idea of freedom boils down to one single solitary thing, and it's interesting because that in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, if you brought your Bibles and you could turn there, or just turn it on your phone, or however it is that you read the word at church. But 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, it's interesting because in that chapter, Paul refers to the Old Testament, refers to the what Moses preached as the ministry of death, or because none of it was alive yet. It wasn't alive in Christ, and what they were clinging to, because in reference to the Galatians, where those guys, man, they got set free and the grace of God was just poured out in their lives, and the next thing you know, they're coming back and they're detouring all that and getting back involved in the rules and regulations and the law. And really honestly, I think with people around that part of the world at that time, man, the law meant so much. But then we've been redeemed from that, and it's been fulfilled for us. It's like, okay, that takes some keen understanding. But in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, in the 12th verse, Paul writes, it says, "Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded." That's a big key. That's something that you might want to underline, or just write that in your notes. That the reason, so many people, you're like, okay, how can you not get this? When are you going to get it? Well, you have to understand, people that have any kind of sin that operates in their life, or that habitual sin, or sin that's operating in life, or if they don't know the Lord, you know what? There's a veil. They can't. They're blinded from it. Man, it's like, why can't you get this? And we're trying to show them something, and we're trying to them to visualize something that it's beyond what they're capable of doing. Why? Because they're blinded. "For unto this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away." That's the key. Highlight that right there. When the veil is taken away, when Christ comes into effect in our lives, the veil is taken away, then The now where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." It's interesting, this word transformed here. You know, we all know, you have a basic understanding of what the word transformed is, that you become a different creature, a different creation. Okay, but also everything's enhanced in your life. All right, we become new creatures in Christ, new creations. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So now, listen, we don't have that veil anymore. We're not walking around dazed and confused anymore. Man, we see clearly as beholding in a mirror. And when that happens, when you're reading the word, and let me just tell you, write this down, there's power in God's word. When you read, when you study, when you speak God's word, I'll tell you, I'm a part of a group of people that we get together once a month and we have dinner. And we rotate going to people's houses, and all we do, like, we'll hang out, the guys will all eat together and the girls are all together, and you know, we'll tell old war stories and old high school stories and talk about the speeding ticket we got out of or something, and the girls are going to talk about recipes and draperies and girl stuff and but anyway, then we all get together, and you know what we'll do? We read the book of Hebrews. We read the book of James. We're finishing the book of Romans. It's been like 4 years we've done it. It was interesting. When we first started doing it, I said, now, what are we doing, Sandy? Because she kind of committed us to it. And I'm like, okay, you go, I go. We're a team. And I said, what are we doing? Well, we're going to so-and-so's house. What are we going to do? We're going to eat. What else are we going to do? We're just going to study the Word. It's like, okay, that's great. Well, then I realized we're just reading the Word. That we're going through chapters of the Word. And let me tell you how powerful that is. And what hit me is I just wonder how many people that come to our church, people that I feel a responsibility toward as a pastor, how many of them have people in their life that they read the Word with? Could it be half? Is it a quarter? Could it be 10%? Is it 5%? Is it less than 5%? It probably is. And I just want you to know that there's power in the Word, and I'll tell you why. Because when we read the Word, see, when the Old Testament's read, there's no life in it. When the New Testament, it's a type and shadow of what's to come. When the New Testament's read, there's life in God's Word. It's living, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to separate your soul and your spirit, your bone and your marrow, and it's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. You realize what's really in your heart as you read God's Word, as that comes alive in your life. But listen, now we're reading it, and then we're discussing it, and we're rightly dividing the word of truth and the word of faith. See, and you look at that, and I think there's so many people, and the month of June is a month of freedom in this church. I'm telling you, the month of June is a month of freedom in this church. The things that are ailing you, the things that you're getting, man, I'm just telling you, you're going to be able to get over stuff just like this. Look, and now you're just going. See, all there is just moderate hurdles that are in your life that we're going to navigate. The addictions are just going to become bad habits that you break. Man, the things that are in your life that it's like, man, I've been struggling with this for 20 years. Yeah, you know what? We're calling that debt paid in Jesus' name. And see, what we've got to understand now is when we read God's Word, you know what happens? The Bible says, as we're beholding in a mirror, okay, it's like we're looking in a mirror, and that mirror isn't reflecting my face. That mirror is reflecting the face of Jesus. And see, that now I don't have that veil where I'm like, okay, I forget what manner of man I am. No, you know what? I see it clearly. Every time I open the Word, I look in the mirror and I see Jesus. See, and what we have to understand is the power in that is that's where our liberty is. Man, God is spirit and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See, and we bring that in now. We're looking in the mirror. What does it do though? It transforms us. And I'll just tell you something that I think that some of you guys may be dealing with because you were taught errantly or you were raised, man, you maybe had a conversation, and the timing of that conversation back in your history, the timing of that conversation caused you to think, you know what? And that seed was sown in your life, and that false doctrine kind of was what broke ground and began to grow in your heart. And that what that is the sovereignty of God. See, when you start thinking about the sovereignty of God, there's people that'll say, well, I am this way, and that's how God made me. I was born this way. No, you know what? The reason God had to send his son Jesus is because we were born that way. See, so what we have to look at now is that when we're looking at the Word, now it's reflecting Jesus back onto our face. And you know what? We're being transformed. And that's the sovereignty of God in our lives. The sovereignty of God in our lives is to be transformed into the image of his Son. Man, it's repeated in God's Word. It's confirmed in two or three places. See, what you're going through right now, and you'll think, well, I guess me being out of work is just the will of God. Stop thinking that way. Please, I'm pleading with you. See, and there's got to be, and what's interesting about it is I'm kind of laying this down because what Paul said is when we get in God's Word, our speech becomes bold. And you'll think, well, I hear it all the time. Oh, you're man, you go to Guts, Shear's going to get all up in your grill. He's an in-your-face guy. I'm not at all. I am sometimes, but not now. But listen, the directness of it, I think, is important. Man, the last thing you need to do is come to church and somebody sympathize with your issue. and be coddled. Get here, come here, let me give you a hug. No, you know what? Ryan Jensen's sitting on the back row, and that's not where I have him in my heart. And he's like a son to me. So you know what? Man, you think about what I'd do if that were Taylor. I'd say, Taylor, you get up here and you sit down up front here. Well, that's what I did with Ryan. Ryan came up. But you know what it might have done? What that may have done is shifted some things spiritually in his life. And it might have done this. It might have just jerked some slack out a little bit. And that's what God does for us. That's what his word does. That's what the right relationships that God gives us does in our life, is it jerks the slack out of our lives. Man, the last thing I want is a bunch of slack in my life. Man, the Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands, and the enemy comes in like a thief. Man, maybe the enemy's in your life just because you've just been kind of lazy about reading God's word. And understand this, it's not a drudgery. It's how we become more like him. I'm just going to simply, what are you going to do? I'm going to read God's word today. I'm going to put God first in my life. Man, go to the book of Galatians, and this month in June, I'm going to ask you to commit that you're going to read through the book of Galatians a few times through June. It's not that hard. It's 6 chapters. You can read the book of Galatians, and let me just tell you something. You're going to be hearing it preached through the month of June. And what's the month of June about? Freedom. We're going to get people free in here. You got addictions in your life? I am done with your addictions. You got things in your life that have been plaguing you because of mistakes that you made or failures that you had. Let me tell you what God's done. He has redeemed me from my failures. You know what he's done? He set me free from my past, set me free from my mistakes. Whether it was yesterday or it was 20 years ago or it was 40 years ago. I'm telling you, the older you get, the more history of mistakes that you have. So now what do you have to do? You don't look in that mirror like with a veil in our face. Now, we look in that mirror, we see it clearly. You know what I see? I see the image of God's Son looking back at me in that mirror. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, the very hope of glory. And man, you keep reading in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. You start reading from verse 6, and you go through to verse 12. Then you look at the 3rd chapter of 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 4th chapter, and you get to the 4th chapter, and man, it starts coming alive. It's like, it's just amazing to me. And that's what the word's gonna do in your life. Man, things that you've never realized. I'm just telling you, there is so much gifting in you. I'm telling you, the reason I'm talking to you guys like this tonight is because I wish when I was in your situation, maybe if you are in a situation, someone would have talked to me this way. Man, why do we have the second mile? Because I needed it. Why do we have an internship in this church? And it's funny how people are like, well, I don't know. Let me think about it. Are you kidding me? Man, when I was in the need for a bump in my life as a believer in Jesus, if someone would have offered me a 2 or 3 point bump on a 1 to 10 scale, if they'd offered me that in a year, I'm telling you, I'd have given all my stuff away and I'd have joined up. I'd have hooked up right then. See, and you'll wonder, why are you so passionate? Because I needed it. I'm just telling you, the school hard knocks isn't all it's. Man, we could talk, oh, let me tell you what I went through. No, let me tell you something. Man, the elders in this church, the people of good report in this church went through things so you don't have to. Are you listening to me a little bit? See, what you're able to do, let me tell you why the internship's so important, why you just hooking up is so important, why you being here on Wednesday night's so important, is because now, you know what? You could do this standing on someone else's shoulders. Man, it's not you having to dig yourself out of a hole anymore. And there's so much gifting in your life, but you can't see it with that veil. Man, the only way you can see it is that you start reading God's word in the New Testament and you start looking at the grace of God. If you just start, God, show me, God, reveal to me, God, give me an understanding of your grace. There's no holding you back if you have that. Do you understand that? Now there's not a battle that you're gonna duck. There's not a bit of anxiety. Let me just tell you something. The devil himself could show up at your house. And you know what? It'll be like you swatting a moth. See, that's what the devil is. The devil's like a moth. Do you know that? He's just an irritant. See, that moth isn't going to, it's not going to make you sick. That moth isn't going to be able to kill you. That moth isn't going to be able to wreck your day unless you let it irritate you to that point. Man, just think in the last year of your life where you haven't been in the Word as much as you should have been. Think about all the doors that you've opened in your life where things have come in and it's just like hanging out. And you're like, well, it's just a part of life, just a part of growing older. Oh, just, you know, it's just the way the world's going. Let me help you the way the world's going, all right? The world's not going our way. We have to be so agile and so quick and so, listen to this, please, and so on fire for God, winning people to Jesus. Why? Because there's no hope. Man, we've got to be that people. I love that we were born, that God is trusting us with this time in history. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do about ISIS? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do about radical Islam? Oh my gosh, what if there truly became a radical Christianity just in our lives where the weapon of our warfare is love and acceptance? I love pastoring a church that guys can come in and say, is it okay if I come? Is it okay if I'm here? I'm like, yeah, all you got to do is be a gentleman. Let me get you a seat. You want some coffee? See, let me just tell you, that to me is what I bought into. I believe that to you is why you're sitting here today. It's because there's a people out there that no one's scratching the surface on reaching. I'm just telling you. And you know what? And I believe there is still a mandate on our lives to go to the highways and the hedges. Listen, before you start saying amen, where it's going to be inconvenient, it's going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be, after you've suffered a little while. Man, we had an elder meeting last night, and that's a word God gave me. After you suffer a little while, God perfects us and strengthens us and establishes us and settles us. Do you hear that? He perfects and strengthens and establishes and settles us. But you know what? After you suffer for a little while, some of you guys just need to repent. You've suffered a little bit. You took your ball and you went home. We're Christ-like. We don't do that. We're Christians. We are His army, His people. God's doing something in your life right now. God's doing something in my life right now. Shoot. Man, I look everywhere. Everywhere I look, God's doing something in our lives. My switch is on go. I'm just telling you. I said we take on all comers. Anywhere, any place, anytime. You know why? We've looked into that glass and we've seen Jesus. It's like, oh my gosh, look, God, look what you've made me. Look what the Lord has done. When I read the word, that's what I see. Look what the Lord has done.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.